It's Matt Sheehan and Steve Ansell into the start sequence of the women's one-person dinghy, the Laser Radial. And, well, a bit of a one-horse race here.
Certainly has been. Marit Bouwmeester, the Dutch sailor, just commanded the whole series, really, this week. String of firsts, couple of seconds, a third and a fourth, and discarding a ninth. That gave her 15 points as she came into the medal race. And huge margin over Evie Van Acker from Belgium, who started the medal race with 43 points. So the result was that Marit Bouwmeester, in fact, didn't even have to sail the medal race in order to win, apart from the fact that sailing instructions say you do. So it doesn't matter where Marit Bouwmeester finishes in this race, she has gold.
Yep, so Marit Bouwmeester has the gold, just 15 points, 43 points for Evie Van Acker. And then actually on bronze at the moment, on 57 points, is Paige Raley from the USA. And she is in a strong position because the nearest contender to her on 72 points is Sari Multala. So really, unless things go absolutely majorly wrong here for everyone, this is the running order from the start to finish.
It certainly does look like that. And strangely for a medal race, actually all the action as far as positioning and the potential for a change around actually happens from fourth place onwards. We have Sari Multala, as you say, Steve, is on fourth. Annalisa Murphy, who's been really coming up the rankings this year, she's in fifth. She's only 3 points behind her. Sophie de Turckheim from France, she's on 77. Then we have Crystal Weir, who's on 78. And we have Lisa Zhu from China on 81, Charlotte Dobson on 89, and Lucia Reyes on 99. So the points actually quite close in the middle to the second half of the fleet, but actually that won't get them on the podium.
Look, a red flag. Red flag for Evie Van Acker and Paige Raley, who've just had a coming together 2 minutes from the start, and someone's got a penalty, not too sure who.
No, I didn't see who that was, but pretty unusual. But there's a bit of a match race going on there. They're still going hammer and tongs. Maybe they're just demonstrating they'd like to be in the women's match racing next time. Well, it'll be disappointment because there isn't any.
Well, Evie Van Acker has a 14-point lead over Paige Raley. So Paige Raley needs to finish some 7 or 8 places in front. So she's trying to take it a bit early, but a very early penalty there. And there's another green flag going up, another penalty appeal, which was turned down by the jury. Certainly hot there in the bronze and silver.
Well, indeed, I guess the rationale is that whilst there is a statistical chance to get into the medals and to hop up the medals, then you need to take it. And that appears to be what Paige Raley is doing in engaging in this tight match race. They're still at each other down at the committee boat end. Still a lot of shouting, appeals to the umpires. But so far, no more penalties. We have just 1 minute to go until the start of this race. And whilst that private battle is going on down at the committee boat, you hear the gun go there for the one minute till the start. The rest of the fleet are sailing up and down the line, taking a look at the breeze, which has softened in the last few minutes. We've seen it up around 10 knots, maybe a little more, 12 at times. But it's just dropped down now. It's about 8 knots. And the other thing they'll be looking up the course for is those notorious shifts. We are under the Noth Fort. This area is notorious for its shifty conditions. And as we've seen in several other races, not just today, but several other times during the season, there are some big snakes and ladders on this course.
There certainly are. Well, most of the fleet once again down by the committee boat. Sari Multala from Finland was at the far pin end looking at sailing down the line on port tack, but she's now joined in the middle. Is in a nice clear air position at the moment, but tucked in right into the committee boat are the Dutch and the Belgians, who are really fighting it out still.
They are indeed, and there goes the gun. And Paige Raley sitting there in the middle of the line, moving across. There's Charlotte Dobson to weather of her, and then to weather of Charlotte Dobson is Marit Bouwmeester, who's got clear air on the right hand side. But the furthest right is indeed Evie Van Acker, who came into this race in silver. And so the tough match race in between Van Acker and Paige Raley has calmed down. And looking at Marit Bouwmeester, as we say, she can actually finish last in this race and still win the gold. But even from this race, where it doesn't really matter too much to her, you can still see why she's been leading this field. She's got clear air. She's got plenty of time to pick the route that she wants up this leg. and a very good demonstration of why this Dutch sailor is at the front of the fleet.
So E.V. Van Acker tacks out towards the right-hand side of the course in lovely clear air. The other fleet, most of the fleet, electing to go to the left-hand side, which includes, of course, Marit Burmeister. And that is the way it is. Let's find out what the action happens at the windward mark. Coming up to the windward mark then, for the first time, and the laser radials, and Charlotte Dobson did a pretty good job on the right hand side of the course.
She did, yes. She was Billy No Mates for quite a while. There was only her and one other sailor came up the right hand side. The rest of the fleet came up the left hand side. There was a huge separation between the fleet, but as Charlotte Dobson tacked over onto starboard, got onto the ley line to come into the weather mark, she finds herself in a rather tasty position, really. She
second.
Looks like she's going to be second around this weather mark. The rest of the fleet, which are still incredibly tightly packed, coming in from the port side, the left-hand side of the course.
Ooh, the Chinese just pushed in there.
Yeah, China team just sliding in there, just going to squeeze around that weather mark. And big surprise to see Marit Burmeister, the event leader and the person who can get guaranteed gold at this race. She's second to last, so a bit of a surprise there. So first around the weather mark, well, it was very, very close indeed. And I've got a feeling that the Chinese girl, Li Jiazhu, actually got round the weather mark first, and then it was a right tussle between, and I think it was Evie Van Acker who actually came round, and then there was, Charlotte Dobson, who came round in third, but a very, very tight mark rounding there. And well, what a surprise, really, because if you look down the way the points spread, like we were saying earlier on, you wouldn't have thought that the racing was this close, but it's certainly tightened up for this medal race.
Certainly was. Well, it paid off to go to the right. Let's see what happens on the next rounding as the boats now nod their way down to the leeward mark for the first time. Of course, these boats sail with the sails leaning right over, so you lean over into windward, which reduces the wetted surface area, but it does look a bit odd. You see the fins doing this, you see the lasers doing this, and it does look a bit odd sailing with the boat leaning to windward. Ready? Coming out to the windward mark for the second time then, and China have got an enormous lead here.
Yep, that's absolutely right. Li Jiazhu is just coming in towards the weather mark. She's about six or seven boat lengths away from it, but she's also about five or six boat lengths ahead of Paige Raley, who's coming in second. Paige Raley, the American sailor. Then in third place, it's Charlotte Dobson, who actually didn't look too good, actually, up the beat. It looked like she was about to lose quite a lot of places, but she's actually hauled herself right back into this race just on the second beat. So she's going to come around in third. And in fourth place, it's Evie Van Acker, who's coming up. She went into this medal race in silver position, of course, so she's going to come around this weather mark in fourth place. And the Australian
Crystal Weir
is making a bit of a bid for Evie Van Acker's place at the moment, but Evie's not going to allow her to come through, because Evie goes through on the inside berth as she goes round. She's going to hold the Australian out. Then it's the Sari Multala, the Finn. Then it's the French girl. And right back at the back of the fleet, it's Marit Burmeister. Well, we said that it didn't matter where she finished in this race, but when people have had a taste of winning, even when their gold is guaranteed, quite often you see them still at the front of the fleet. But this is quite a surprise to see Marit Burmeister this far back down the field. But of course, as we've said, it makes no difference. She still has gold.
So at the finish line, the Chinese win by what you call a country mile.
Indeed she does, yeah. Li Jiazhu, she had a third in the race before the medal race, and this is her first win of the whole series. And what a win to have. Not only has she won on the medal race, but she's won by a massive margin. But it doesn't make any difference to the gold medal winner at the end. Second over the line, it is Evie Van Acker, the Belgian sailor, who comes scorching across the line in a nice little puff. Then it is Paige Raley in third, then Sari Multala, and then Charlotte Dobson in fifth.
So it doesn't make any change though to the top then. So the medal list is as follows: Marit Burmeister from Holland in first, Evie Van Acker from Belgium in second, and Paige Raley from the US in third.